We check in today with Heather Lisinski at Cascades Humane Society, Carmen Drive. And they always have a number of activities going on. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Hey, I notice, and a lot of organizations are in the same boat. You're looking for volunteers of all sorts, and that's tough this time, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think that, you know, people are being very cautious because of COVID, and rightfully so. I mean, this is a very, very scary thing, but we are trying to be extremely safe, probably even safer than CDC recommendations. So we're hoping that people will spend even just an hour or two with us a week, a month, whatever people could spare. We would love to have people out and enjoy their time at CHS and give back to the animals that, you know, they truly can't do this for themselves. And, you know, some of the jobs are hard, like, you know, cleaning kennels, but they're so rewarding because, you know, that is just imperative to their health and their well-being to make sure that their kennels are extremely clean for them. But then you've got anything from, you know, helping at adoptions, which can be so much fun, answering phone calls and questions about, you know, adoptable animals and seeing these pets walk out the door to their future family. So there's a wide range of things that people can do for us, you know, that adoption role or helping out in the office, or we always need people to do laundry. So if you're one of those people that is not like me, that enjoys doing laundry and folding blankets and towels, we would love to have you. But yeah, I mean, you can definitely learn more about it on our website at chspets.org. We have a volunteer tab, and yeah, or just stop by and fill out an application. We would love to have more people.
Yeah. Talk about adoptions. How is that going?
Oh my gosh. Adoption numbers are absolutely amazing, which, you know, at the start of COVID, we thought, wow, you know, we're going to shut down for, I mean, gosh, I believe it's 8 weeks, and how possibly are we going to do adoptions? And we more than made up for that. We did over 1,300 adoptions last year, which was 90 more than in 2019. And adoption numbers are still going very, very well, which is awesome. And it puts us in a position, while we always, always put Jackson County first, we are always, always going to take animals in from the county when we, you know, when we can. But if we have the opportunity, we've got the open space, we don't have appointments coming in for surrenders, we're able to go and pull from other high kill shelters and, you know, really save some lives in that way. So an open cage to us is a life that we could be saving, and we're going to do our very best to keep our shelter as full as we can so that there are options for those of you who have not added to your family yet and you want to do so. And, you know, we're going to save as many lives as we can.
I know the last time we talked, you were, I believe it was, you were getting some dogs from Arkansas, was it?
Yeah, we did. We got, it was 29 animals total, and we got 4 cats from Arkansas as well. And that was just a sad situation. It was a humane society down south that just got overwhelmed, and that's what's happening down south in a lot of places. They don't have the spay and neuter capacities and the desire to spay and neuter their pets like we do up north. It seems very weird, but it just doesn't happen, and that means there's so many more unwanted litters of puppies and kittens out there that the shelters just are infiltrated. They can't keep up with demand, especially if, you know, they don't want to euthanize for space, then they run out of room very quickly. And then cleaning and, you know, sterilization and safety of the animals and, you know, the health and well-being really becomes affected, and the conditions rapidly go downhill. And that is what happened with the Humane Society of the Delta. And so actually Kathy Bissell of the Bissell Pet Foundation stepped in and gathered some of the shelters that she works with, which we were grateful to be one of them, and we were able to get on board and rescue as many as we possibly could. And we pushed it a little bit, but we were very happy to do so. And I think like all but one have left the building.
Wow.
So I think, it was a very quick turnaround. That was toward the end of January too that it happened. So, we love being able to help out in those kind of special needs efforts and have that great relationship with the Bissell Pet Foundation.
So Heather, what's your advice? Somebody wants to adopt a pet. What are the first steps they should be taking?
Well, definitely come on by. I'd actually say that's probably the first thing you could do is come by to 1515 Carmen Drive, or go ahead and and check out our website at chspets.org. But, you know, pets have been going by really fast. So if you have an interest, keep checking, and keep stopping by until someone catches your eye.
We mentioned volunteers, but donations, too, critical.
Absolutely. We're always, you know, in need of, you know, monetary donations, but also like essentials. You know, the holiday season has come and gone, but we still have a need, so do the pets. And, you know, essentials are kind of not the fun donation items, but we can always use things like laundry detergent and bleach and soaps and, you know, paper towels and stuff. And we also have a program that I'm not sure everybody knows about. It's our pet food pantry, and it helps feed the pets of families who are going through financial hardships. And we accept any bags of cat or dog food, and they can even be open just as long as they're in their original packaging. And that's just a really great way to give back to the community, and if they have a need. And we really hope that if people do need this program, they come out. It's the first Saturday of every month from 12 to 2.
Yeah, good program. You always have some events coming up. What's the latest on the docket?
Oh, the latest is a fun one. It's one of my absolute favorites. It's the calendar contest. So these are the photographs that will be potentially in our 2022 calendar. Appointments are this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I just checked. We have just a few left on Saturday and Sunday, and we have some more on Friday. I know Friday is a harder day for people to get out, but if you can make a little bit of time in your day, you will not regret it. Carrie Stadelman of Freeland Photography is our photographer. She's been doing this for 9 years for us now. Mm-hmm. Her photographs are phenomenal. I don't know how she gets the pictures of the animals she does. And she doesn't just do cats or dogs. I remember a year she did a duck, and it blew me away how beautiful this picture was. So she is super talented. It's only $10 per pet, so it's absolutely worth it to come in and give it a try. We are being COVID safe. We are asking that only one appointment is in the room at a time with Carrie, and then you get to pick out your favorite photo at the end. You also actually get to purchase any photos you would like and digital images at that time, too. And then once you pick out your favorite image, that becomes your entry into the calendar contest. And it is a peer-to-peer style fundraiser where you get to ask, you know, people to help support you and your pet's efforts in being one of the top 13. And if you're in that top 13, you get to pick your month, and you get to be featured that big photo in the calendar. That's where your pet will get to go. And if you are the number one, you get to be on the cover as well as your first choice for your spot. Yeah, me, I would pick June, because I think June or July. Those would be my favorites, but hey, you guys do you. But it's so fun. We absolutely love seeing the pictures that get created by Carrie and the looks, and watching the contest happen as people vote. And the votes are $1 per vote, which means so if you have a $10 donation, you get to pick whoever you want to vote for, and that is 10 votes then for that $10. So it's super easy, and voting goes until March 16th. And you can learn more and make your appointment at chspets.org.
So it's that's simple. You can get an appointment there.
Yep, you can make your appointment at chspets.org and learn more.
Okay, if somebody has any questions, can they call you, Heather?
Yep, absolutely. It's 517-787-7387. And we can help them out.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Heather Lisinski from the Cascades Humane Society. Big calendar event. The calendar contest.